Okay, we want to thank God for another opportunity. Everybody get settled, please. We're going to start out this day. He said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. That means each one of us. And I would like to invite you to help us make a joyful noise unto the Lord this morning. In the name of Jesus. We're going to start out with our opening song by Sister Deborah Three. Our scripture by Sister Earlene Green, our prayer by Sister Lillian Killings, and our closing song by Sister Melanie Woods. Please join us as we start this devotion. Thank you.
Good morning, saints. Good morning. We are here to usher y'all into the presence of the Lord. So y'all stand to y'all feet, stand to your feet. Y'all know I'm country. And let us praise the Lord together. He said, what he said, enter to his gates with thanksgiving and come before his courts with praise, because he's been good. So let's, all right, y'all help me sing Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, he's worthy. Jesus is worthy. Come on, y'all. He's worthy to be praised. Glory, glory in all things. Give him glory. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. God is our rock. God is my rock, hope of salvation. He's a strong deliverer. A strong deliverer, in him we'll always trust. Let's give him glory. Glory, glory in all things. Give him glory. Jesus, come on again. Yes. Jesus, Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Y'all sound like a choir. Some of y'all is sitting down on your gifts. We need some of y'all in that choir.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. For our scripture, I will read the 121st Psalms in its entirety. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, to the reader, and the doers of his word.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's go to the throne room. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning because you have allowed us to come. We come this morning, Father God, to give you all honor and to give you all praise. We come today, Father God, to acknowledge that you died, but you didn't stay dead. You got up with all power in your hand. And Father God, the same power that you used to get Jesus up from the grave, that power resides in us, Father God. And Father God, we're coming this morning asking you to help us, show us. Psalms 32 and 8 said that you would lead us, you would guide us, you would show us in the way in which to go. And Father God, we come this morning calling you in remembrance of your word. This is what you said, Father God. Father God, we come this morning praying for every ministry in this church. We lift them up, Father God. Father God, as the pastor said this morning, let them know when to hold them. Let them know when to fold them, Father God. Let us know when to walk away. Father God, help us this morning. We need you this morning. We are praying this morning, Father God, for the pastors of this church. We lift them up, Father God. Lift up his family to you, Father God. We're praying, Father God, that you would just show him the way to go. We are praying, Father God, that he stand flat-footed and tell us, Father God, what thus saith the Lord, Father God. And we ask in the name of Jesus that you give us a receptive heart. Open our eyes, Father God. Open our ears, Father God, so we can hear what he has to say today, Father God. We not only pray for him, we pray for that beautiful family of his, Lord God. We lift them up to you this morning, Father God, asking, Father God, that you keep them. Show them the way to go, Father God. We are praying for all pastors, all pastors. We are praying this morning for all preachers, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, we are come this morning praying for our community, Lord God. We are praying for our church family, Father God. That sick list, Father God, just keep on growing, Father God. But Father God, help them, show them, heal them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We are praying for our nation, our leaders this morning. We lift them up to you this morning, Father God. And oh, dear Father, we are praying for our children. We lift our children up to you, Lord God. Use Isaiah 54 and 13 said, our children will be taught by the Lord, and great shall be their peace. Lord, have mercy upon our children this morning. Let us be examples for them this morning, Father God. Let us feel guilty, Father God. That conscience, Father God, when we don't do the right thing in front of those children. We are to encourage not only our children, but all children. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we are praying, Father God, for people that are sick. They're sick in their bodies, Father God. They don't even know they're sick, Father God. People with all kinds of diseases, Father God. People with dementia, Father God. People with low blood pressure, high blood pressure, Father God. We pray, Father God, that you have mercy upon these people. And oh, Lord, cancer. Cancer, Father God. I ask you in the name of Jesus, Father God, to heal them, Father God. Correct their minds, Father God. Don't let them think that cancer is a death sentence, Father God, because you have no respect for person, Father God. Father God, have mercy upon those cancer people, Father God. Let that chemo kill the right cell, and let it not harm the good cells, Lord God. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you this morning, Father God. Father God, we're praying for the elderly this morning. Lift up the elderly to you this morning, Father God. Have mercy upon those people, Father God. You said in your word that you would never leave them. You would never forsake them, Father God. So, Father God, let them know, Father God, that you haven't gone anywhere. You've got them engraved on the palm of your hands, Father God. You know every black hair in their head. You know every gray hair in their head, Father God. Father God, we are asking that you just keep them this morning in the name of Jesus. And Father God, for that person who don't know you, Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will draw them, Father God, because they can't come unless you draw them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord God, we love you. We praise you this morning. We lift you up this morning. Father God, we're praying that the pastor will say something today, Father God, that will cause us to eat on it next week, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask, above all that we can think, according to the power that worketh within us. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord, New Bethlehem. How many are satisfied with Jesus this morning? I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied.
Thank you. Let the church say amen.
Amen,
amen again.
Amen.
One more time.
Amen.
Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We want to thank the ministers and deacon wives for that great devotion. And we want to just give God the glory. He's such a great God. And if you know he's been good to you, you ought to get up and show him a praise. Get up and just show him a praise. He didn't have to let us be here, but he did. Amen. He didn't have to let us wake up this morning, but he did. He didn't have to put food on our table, but he did. He's good to us. And his mercy endureth forever. Our sermon scripture today will be taken from Genesis chapter 44, verses 1 through 5. Genesis 44, verses 1 through 5. On behalf of our pastor, the Reverend Dr. T. Jefferson Rogers, Jr. and Lady Rogers, Pastor Emeritus Walker and Sister Walker, on behalf of all these preachers, our officers, members, and friends, we greet all of you, even those virtually, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. At the 44th chapter, beginning at the first verse, you'll find these words. And he commanded the steward of the house, saying, fill the men's sack with food, as much as they can carry, and put every man's money in his sack's mouth, and put my cup, the silver cup, in the sack mouth of the youngest, and his corn money. And he did according to the word that Joseph had spoken. As soon as the morning was light, the men were sent away, they and their asses. And when they were gone out of the city and not yet far off, Joseph said unto his steward, up, follow after the men. And when thou dost overtake them, say unto them, wherefore have ye rewarded evil for good? Is not this it in which my Lord drinketh? And whereby indeed divineth, ye have done evil in so doing. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word, that it may edify all of our souls. Now it's time for our New Bethlehem Baptist Church mission statement. The New Bethlehem Missionary Baptist Church mission is to know all about Jesus Christ and understand fully what he accomplished for us on the cross. We also desire to make these things known in the Bessemer area and the world. We are a mission-minded, soul-winning church for Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. It's now time for our announcements.
God, to Pastor Rogers, to Pastor Emeritus Walker, all of the ministers of the gospel, and to all of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Good morning.
Good morning.
Announcements for Sunday, April the 21st. The homegoing celebration for Brother Dwayne Smith, who is the brother of Sister Francesca Jones, will be held tomorrow, Monday, April the 22nd. At 1 p.m. at Mount Hebron Baptist Church, ASIPCO, where the Reverend Dr. C. Michael Washington is the pastor. Thank you cards were received from Sister Sandra Ashford, Sister Myra Armstead and family, and from Brother Chelsea Payton and family. The EMT ministry will meet immediately after service today in the bridal room. This is the final announcement from the seniors ministry for all seniors who will be traveling with us for lunch at Wenzel's Oyster House on this Thursday, April the 25th. We ask that you arrive in the back parking lot, no later than 9:10 a.m., as this departure or the departure time is promptly at 9:30. Again, 9:30 a.m., prompt departure. Also remember to wear your yellow t-shirts. If you've registered for the trip but will be unable to attend, please notify Sister Betnetta Tyus or Sister Pinky Van as soon as possible. Thank you, the Seniors Ministry. The Homeless Ministry will have a meeting immediately after service today in the Educational Building. Also, all who would like to assist them with feeding, clothing, and spreading the Word of God to the homeless on April the 27th at Lynn Park in Birmingham, please meet at the church at 8:30 a.m. The following ministries are scheduled to take their group photo on next Sunday, April the 28th. Sanctuary Mass Choir, Evangelistic, EMT, Family Life Center, Sign, Transportation, and WDG, the Women, Daughters, and Girls of Promise. Thank you, the Realm Team. Reminder, the NBBC Transportation Ministry is back on the road. If you are a member in need of transportation to church on Sunday mornings, please contact the church secretary by 4:45 p.m. each Friday before the Sunday you will be attending to add your name to the pickup list. You will need to give your full name, your complete address, and a working contact number. Note, the driver will call you on Sunday morning to let you know that they are en route, thanking you in advance. Kindergarten through college graduation announcements are to be emailed to nbbc@goodnewsofjesus.org by Monday, May the 13th. If you are not submitting a formal invitation, please provide the name of the student and the school or college. We also ask that you please include a church-appropriate photograph. The 14th Annual Birmingham Bible Reading Marathon will begin at 7 a.m. on Thursday, May the 2nd, through 6 p.m. Sunday, May the 5th, outside of the Holy Cross Episcopal Church, located at 90 Parkway Drive in Trustville, Alabama. This is across from Veterans Memorial Park on Highway 11. There will be 83 continuous hours of Bible reading from Genesis to Revelation. There will also be an observance of the National Day of Prayer at 12 p.m. on Monday, May the 2nd. People of all ages are welcome to read. Reading will be in 15-minute increments, and you may sign up for one or two increments. Groups may also sign up for a block of time. A large print Bible, NIV, will be available. However, readers are invited to read from their own Bible and in their own language. You may sign up at www.signupgenius.com/go/BBRM2024. If you have questions, the email address is BibleMarathonDirectors, and that's all one word, @gmail.com. You may also reach them by phone at 205-213-0508 or 205-602-7056. We continue in prayer for the following. On our hospital list, Brother Clarence Hutchins. On our prayer list, Reverend Edward May, Sister LaCosta Gaston, Brother Eugene Moore, Sister Shirley Hill, Sister Rosa May, Sister May Ellis, Sister Teresa Pippin, Sister Katasha Ball, Sister Classy Evans, Sister Annie Henderson, Sister Willie B. Williams, Sister Loretta Holloway, Sister Velberta Merriweather, Brother Anthony Lawrence, Brother Daryl Stevenson, Brother Dan Edwards Jr., Sister Delois Lawrence, Sister Kate Sullivan, Brother Jeremiah Glaster, Sister Linda Mitchell, Brother Rufus Taylor, Brother Anthony Madden, Brother Desmond Wilson, Brother Thomas Glover, Sister Mary Fleming, Sister Sabrina Giles, Sister Frances Gray, Sister Deborah Stewart, Sister Omega Hasbury, Sister Bertha Williams, Brother Tony Mitchell, Sister Annie Irby, Sister Carolyn Fisher, Sister Katrina Thurman, Sister Ella Hatcher, Sister Carrie Powell, Brother Robert Ollie, Sister Bertha McLean, Sister Mertis Cook, Brother Wilbert Hoskin, Brother Leonard Tarrant, Sister Diane Hayes, Sister Carlene Williams, Brother Adam Smith, Brother David Bell, Sister Mary Williams, Sister Gwenata Smith, Sister Bobby Green, Brother Willie Kelly, Sister Brenda Gooden, Sister Etna Ingram, Brother John Atkins Jr., Brother Alonzo Lewis, Sister Jacqueline Payne, Brother Robert Dowdley, Sister Louise Blackman, Sister Louise Broom, Brother Tommy Bland, Sister Denisha Carswell, Brother Cleophas Bowie, Sister Sonoya Thomas, Sister Booby Banks, Sister Kay Percy, and Sister Brenda Robinson. Congratulations to Deacon Naaman and Sister Gloria Lee, who are celebrating 52 years of marriage. Amen. Also, congratulations to Deacon Cornelius and Sister Patricia Kelly, who are celebrating 38 years of marriage. Amen. We will now have floor announcements in the following order, please. Sister Jerry Mims and Lady Rogers, after which we will be in the hands of the Welcome Ministry. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Giving praise to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Dr. Rogers, other ministers of the gospel, New Bethlehem family, and visitors, good morning. Jefferson County District Missionary Baptist Association announcement. Their theme is, our theme is, it's all about Jesus. You are invited to the worship and dedication service at the Jefferson County District Missionary Baptist Association headquarters. And this is a headquarters that was given to the association. We just had to renovate it. Praise God. Praise God. The dedication service, worship and dedication service, will begin Sunday, which is this evening, April the 21st through 2024, Wednesday, and April the 24th, 2024. So that's through Sunday, April the 21st through Wednesday, April the 24th. Moderator, Dr. Victor L. Harkins, Sr., and Alabama Baptist State Congress President. Pastor of the Shady Grove Baptist Church, Bessemer, Alabama. The scripture for the week, for in him we live and move and have our being. Acts the 17th chapter, 28a. The agenda for the week, Sunday, April the 21st, at 4 o'clock p.m. will be the opening message. Dr. Edward E. Rogers, pastor of Hopewell Missionary Baptist Church, Hillman Station, immediate past moderator of the JCDMBA. He's also the general secretary of the National Baptist Congress of Christian Education. On Monday, April the 22nd, at 6:30 p.m., message Dr. C. Jermaine Turner, pastor of Pine Grove MBC, Harvest, Alabama, president of the Northwest District Missionary Baptist Convention. Tuesday, April the 23rd at 6:30 p.m., message Dr. Matthew Hunter, pastor of First Baptist West Ensley, moderator of the Peace Baptist District Missionary Association. On Wednesday morning, April the 24th at 10 a.m., message, Dr. Melvin Owens. He's our state convention president, pastor of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, Lafayette, Alabama. Wednesday also at 6:30 p.m., message, Dr. Robert A. Sellers, Sr., pastor of Friendship Missionary Baptist Church, Homewood, Alabama. He is the moderator of Mount Pilgrim Baptist District Association. Open house will begin Sunday, April the 21st at 2 p.m. and Monday, April the 22nd. Wednesday, April the 24th at 5 p.m. Refreshments will be available. Visit our website so you can, I want you to be interested in the association because this is our association. Our association. You visit our website and bookmark it, www.jcdmba.org. Let me say it again, www.jcdmba.org. Our headquarters address, 6505 Avenue O, Ensley, Birmingham, Alabama, 35228. 6505 Avenue O, Ensley, Birmingham, Alabama, 35228. Looking forward to seeing you. Amen?
Amen.
Y'all said that mighty quiet. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, church family.
Morning.
God is good.
Amen.
God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Protocol has already been established. First of all, I would like to say thank you to my church family, friends, foes, if any. I just want to say thank you for showing me so much love on my birthday last week. And you all started the week before. I just want to say I love you all. Thank you. Thank you for just showering me with love, calling me on the phone. Thank you for the committee who did the birthday celebration. I just want to say I really appreciate it. You didn't have to do anything. Thank you for the cards. Thank you for the cash apps. Thank you for the text messages. Thank you for the food. I love you all, and I just want to say I thank you. My next announcement is we will have our first Rainbow Tea. It will be our mother and daughter event, May the 4th, and it will be in the Life Center. I have some representatives here who are helping me. If you all are here today, will you stand with your colors? So, we're representing the colors of the rainbow on that day. And so what I want you to do, all ladies, if you have not been approached by one of these ladies, when service is over today, they will be in the foyer for just a brief minute. Our speaker for this event will be Mother LaShore. Mother LaShore, will you raise your hand so they can see you? Mother LaShore, she is 90 years old, and we want to hear what the Lord has to say from Mother LaShore. Amen. The event will be at from 11 to 1 o'clock, and we just want you all ladies to come and just show up and just hear what the Lord has to say. Our theme is standing on the promises of God. We know that the rainbow was a promise from the Lord. But now in 2024, the meaning of the rainbow is something else according to the world. So we want to hear from Mother LaShore on what the rainbow means, what the purpose of the rainbow is. And we want to know what the promise of the rainbow is. We want to stand on God's promises. I want to say to all ladies, if you have not been approached by someone, these ladies will be in the foyer, like I say, after church for a brief minute. So stop by and give them your name. And we just want you to come and bring your daughters, if you have daughters, if you have mothers. This is going to be a great celebration. We're expecting to see you there. Thank you.
Good morning, church family. Before I recognize our visitors, I want to say something about the Matthew 25 house. I want to thank each and every family member that has given, who has donated food. The plates are real nice each Sunday. I want to thank Carol Jones for assisting me and other people who have assisted Miss Daniels. So the ones that I want new ones, I want new family members that hadn't donated, that hadn't given, hadn't cooked, to call me 205-515-4716 and donate and give according to the Matthew 25 house. Now, what I got up here for, I want to recognize our visitors. Visitors, will you please stand? Any visitors? All those home people, all those family this morning? Oh, behind. Okay. Well, on behalf of T. Jefferson Rogers, our pastor, and the New Bethlehem family, we'd like to welcome you. We are excited for you to be here with us today. New Bethlehem, let him know how much we're excited to have him. Now, service back in the hands of the pulpit.
In case y'all wondering who he is, that's Deacon Pippin's son. Amen. Amen. We're glad to have him. The Bible says a man ought to always pray and not faint. Amen. So let us stand as we prepare for our altar call prayer. First, we want to, from the choir, our altar song. After which, Reverend Walker will come with our altar prayer.
Heavenly Father, we come again now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come with no power of ourselves, but totally dependent upon thee, because you got all power in your hand and you can do anything but fail. We owe you thanks. We come short of your glory. Forgive us for all our many sins. And cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Where we weak, make us strong. Build us up while we're torn now. Thank you for this day. This the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with the blessing. We pray to God for anybody that may be ill, use a healer. Touch their afflicted body. You told us we can ask you anything and you'll do it. And I'm praying to God that you'll bless the man of the hour who can bring the word of God. Let the anointing be in him and on him. Let him say what you want him to say under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Oh, gracious God, if every time, anytime we need you now in time like these. Oh, gracious God, we thank you, dear God, for the Holy Spirit who give us power to overcome the devil. Thank you for the word of God. Thank you, dear God, for this time. And everyone here present, don't let them leave except they receive a blessing. Then we pray for the man of the hour who's going to bring the gospel. Let the gospel, dear God, go out among us and let it go out with power. Save sinners everywhere. Give them a believing heart. And oh, Heavenly the Father, anybody sick, use a healer. Touch in Jesus' name. We pray for our pastor that you'll give him strength, dear God. Lead and guide him in the way you will have him to go. It's a rough road sometimes, but you promise never to leave us and not forsake us. So we thank you for this hour. And everything said and done, Heavenly Father, you got the glory, the honor, you got all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus we pray. Amen. And thank God.
There's a great day coming when we all
gather home.
There's a great
day coming
when we all
sing
the roll.
Gonna walk and
all in. When we all
so great.
There's a great day coming
when we all
sing.
I'm gonna sing,
gonna shout,
gonna
walk in,
all in. Gonna talk,
about Jesus.
Gonna sing,
hallelujah.
Gonna shout,
trouble's over.
Sit down
by the riverside.
Sit
down by the riverside.
Sit down
by the riverside.
Sit down
by the riverside.
That great, I'm gonna walk
the golden street.
Gonna talk
about Jesus.
Gonna sing
hallelujah.
I'm
gonna shout troubles over.
Sit down by the riverside. I'm gonna walk those golden streets, feel the streets of gold. I'm gonna talk about my Jesus, that man that saved my soul. I'm gonna sing hallelujah.
Come on,
I'm gonna shout troubles over. Gonna sing from that fountain that flows every mountain, and I'm gonna find me a seat.
Come on, boy.
I'm gonna find me a place. I don't care just anywhere. I said I don't care just anywhere. I'm gonna find me a seat.
Come on, boy.
I'm gonna find myself a place to sit down. Oh,
sit down by the riverside.
That great, I'm gonna walk
the golden street.
I'm gonna talk, gonna sing hallelujah.
Gonna shout hallelujah.
I'm gonna shout hallelujah. I'm gonna
sit down.
I'm gonna
sit down.
Go ahead,
sit down.
I'm gonna walk those beautiful streets, of gold. I'm gonna talk about my Jesus, that man saved my soul. I'm gonna sing hallelujah. I'm gonna shout troubles over. I'm gonna drink from that fountain, that flows every mountain. And I'm gonna find me a seat. I'm gonna find me a place. I don't care just anywhere, church. I said, I don't care just anywhere. I'm gonna find me a seat. I'm gonna find myself a place to sit down. Oh, sit down. That great,
judgment day.
if I have to go by myself, and I go if I have to go by myself. If I have to sing by myself, yeah, but I sing if I have to sing by myself. I say, oh Lord, oh my mother, my father, my sister, oh my brother, when I sing if I have to sing by myself. There's another thing, y'all, but I pray if I have to pray by myself. It get hard sometimes, but I pray if I have to pray by myself. I say, oh Lord, oh my mother, my father, my sister, oh my brother, but I pray if I had to pray by myself. Oh, I say, send me, I go. Sometime I get burned up. I said, send me, Jesus. Sometimes I get lonely. I said, send me, Jesus. But if you want me to sing for you, Lord, oh my, sing for you. Sometimes I get lonely. And sometimes I get burned out. But I go. If I have to go by myself.
Always pass me by. Long as I know I have a seat in the kingdom, that's all right. Well, after a while, it will all be over. Then I can lay all of these burdens down. Long as I know I have a seat in the kingdom, that's all right. Well, that's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Lord, that's all right. Long as I know I have a seat in the kingdom, that's all right. Well, talk about me just as much as you please. The more you talk about me, I'm gonna stay on my knees. Long as I know I have a seat in the kingdom, That's all right. Well, one of these mornings, it won't be long, you're gonna look for me, and I'll be gone on home. Long as I know I have a seat in the kingdom, that's all right. Well, that's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Lord, that's all right. Long as I know I have a seat in the kingdom, that's alright. Well, that's alright. It's alright. That's alright. Lord, that's alright. Long as I know I have a seat in the kingdom, that's alright. It's alright. It's alright. It's alright. Lord, that's alright. Long as I know I have a seat in the kingdom, that's alright.
Great is our God, and he's greatly to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, certainly we thank God, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We are to rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, put your hands together and bless the name of the Lord. God deserves praise, for he has truly navigated our niches and allowed us the privilege of being participatory in this place of praise once again. It has been brought to my attention that we have one of the local judges here this morning. Amen. 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 If you would come and greet us. What's your name? All right. Judge David Hobby. Hobdick. All right. So nice to meet you, and so glad to have you in our service today. Amen. We pray that something is said and done that will have a profound impact upon your life, that your life never be the same, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us stand to our feet. Genesis chapter 44, verse 5 verses. Good to see all of you. And I pray that the sentiments are shared, that it's good for you to see me, that we are not viewing one another, but we can see one another. It's another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. And he commanded the steward of his house, saying, fill the men's sacks with food, as much as they can carry, and put every man's money in his sack's mouth, and put his cup, and put my cup, the silver cup, in the sack's mouth of the youngest, and his corn money. And he did according to the word that Joseph had spoken. As soon as the morning was light, the men were sent away, they and their asses. And when they were gone out of the city, and not yet far off, Joseph said unto his steward, up, follow after the men. And when thou dost overtake them, say unto them, wherefore have ye rewarded evil for good? Is not this it in which my Lord drinketh, and whereby indeed he divideth, ye have done evil in so doing. I want to talk about the tool of test. The tool of test. Look at someone, if you will, and say, you will be tested. Look at another, if you will, and say, you will be tested. Tool of test. Brothers and sisters, in life, there are several types of test. What I consider to be scheduled test, open book test, pop test. That tests are easy to pass if you can study for them and become familiar with the questions on the test. That a scheduled test or a planned test is a test that you can study for because it is a test that you know is coming. That you can study for it, prepare for it, and easily pass it. But then there's an open book test. That it is a test given to see how familiar you are with the assigned reading. That in school you will receive reading assignments, reading of chapters. And if you were faithful, and if you obediently read the chapters, you could easily pass the open book test. But then there's a pop test. A test that you had no prior warning. There was no announcement given. When I was in school, we would take pop tests, go into the classroom, and the teacher says, clear your desk. And take out a piece of paper and some writing utensil. And she would verbally ask us questions. And we had to write out the answer. Hard because we had no prior warning. There was no prior announcement of the test. What I discovered, that in life, we will take pop tests abruptly, suddenly, without any warning, any announcement. You'll be tested. But this is what I discovered. Regardless of what kind of tests you take in life, tests are designed to reveal what you know and what you don't know. It is in chapter 44 that Joseph's brothers were given a pop test. It was a pop test because they did not know it was coming. They had no warning, no announcement. Notice chapter 43 ends with the brothers eating with Joseph in his home.
And chapter 43 begins with Joseph's word, his command to his steward to fill his brother's sacks with as much grain as they can carry. So elation and excitement overwhelmed them because they had opportunity, they were privileged to eat in the home of the governor. And then they received as much grain as they could carry. But what they did know was within the sack of the youngest brother, the youngest son of Jacob, Joseph had his silver cup planted in the sack. So chapter 44 begins with Joseph and his brothers after having enjoyed a celebration, according to 43 verses 31 through 34, that the brothers did not know who Joseph was. But he dropped a few hints at the dinner table, and they still failed to know who he was. I mean, hints like seating them in birth order from the oldest to the youngest. A hint like Benjamin receiving five times as much as the other brothers because he was the full brother of Joseph. They fail to know who he was. And now in chapter 44, after the meal, at the dawn of a new day, the brothers are feeling good about things. They have convinced the prime minister, the governor Joseph, that they were not spies. They have rescued their brother Simeon from prison. They are about to return home with more grain for the family. All their money. And most importantly, they are returning home with their youngest brother, Benjamin. Chapter 44 begins with a setup. It continues with sorrow and ends with Jacob's plea to be Benjamin's substitute. Let me say that again. It begins with a setup. It continues with sorrow. And it ends with Judah's plea to be Benjamin's substitute. Let me say it again. It begins with the setup. It continues with sorrow. And ends with Judah's plea to be Benjamin's substitute. I'm trying to let y'all catch up with me, y'all. It begins with a setup, continues with sorrow, and it ends with Judah's plea to be Benjamin's substitute. Can I give you something to shout about before I delve into the text? All of us need a substitute. That's a shout right there. And thanks be to God that we have a substitute that came out of the tribe of Judah. It begins with a setup. That verses 1 through 4, while the men are preparing to leave, in verse 1, Joseph tells the steward of his house to prepare the grain they need. His order is to give them as much as they can carry. And he tells his steward to give them their money back. Then he tells his steward to do something unusual. The cup that I drink out, the cup that I drink from, put it in Benjamin's sack. They were allowed to leave. And I can hear the jubilant singing as they were on their way back to Canaan. They were singing to one another, the Lord will make a way somehow. They were singing of the goodness of the Lord because they were going back to Canaan with grain to feed their family. And they were just singing and praising as they were walking on back home. Glory, glory, hallelujah. They were singing God's songs. And all of a sudden, there's a pursuit of them. Before they could get too far, they were pursued by Joseph's steward and Egyptian soldiers. Because there was a placement of a cup. Notice the placement of the cup, that the cup was placed in the sack of Benjamin. It was intentionally placed in Benjamin's sack. In other words, Joseph targeted Benjamin. That Benjamin is the beloved son of Jacob. That Benjamin is the youngest son of Jacob. He's the full brother of Joseph. He represents who Jacob endeared, who Jacob cherished, who Jacob prized, and who Jacob valued. For you remember Jacob? And what he said of Benjamin, and if Benjamin doesn't return, that you will bring my gray hairs down to the grave. Benjamin is targeted. See, God knows who and what you endear. And to get your attention, he has to target who and what's closest to you. Because it's only when God begins to target or touch what's closest to you and who's closest to you, it reveals who you are. You know, my mind falls on Job. If it was someone else's children, it would not have had an effect on Job much, because, you know, Job was really not connected to other folks' children like it was his own children. If it wasn't Job's wife who said, "Why don't you curse God?" And that sometimes The people closest to you, the things closest to you, God will target and touch to reveal you to yourself. Benjamin is targeted. All are pursued. And Joseph, he tells them to bring them back to the house. And notice the purpose of the placement, the purpose of being pursued, is to see their feelings, their concern for Benjamin. Have they had a change of heart? Here it is, 20 years later. And I want to know, do they feel about Benjamin the way they felt about me? That it was to reveal whether they could witness Benjamin's detainment in Egypt. Remember in chapter 37, they put him in a cistern. And they sat on the cistern and ate the meal he brought them. And as they were there talking with one another, Ishmaelites came. And they sold him into slavery. And they had no remorse. Have they had a heart change? Let me see, can I help you? You know, you just need to watch folk as they go through different tests, as they go through different situations and circumstances in life. Sometimes, you know, you can jump in a little too quick and a little too fast before, you know, you discover whether or not they have had a real heart change. You know, some people can go through things and never change. That suffering doesn't affect them enough to change. You know, and you kind of look at them and kind of think to yourself, man, after going through all of that, it seemed to me like there ought to be some change. And so they take the same test over and over and fail the test. And there's nothing changed about the test. The question that was on the test before and the same answers, and they still marking the same answer, which is the wrong answer. So Joseph wanted to know if his brothers had a heart change. I'm also reminded of Israel, that they took a test to be promoted into the promised land, and they got to the mouth or the door of the promised land, and they doubted God, feared the people that were in the land, and God turned them back. And they suffered for 40 years in the wilderness, meandering around in the wilderness, because they failed the test. It was God testing them. And God tests us with things and people we hold dear. God wants you and I to see where our hearts are. Amen.
he turned them back. According to Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2, thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or not. God tests. He tests us to surface, to reveal what's in our heart. That Joseph tested his brothers to see what was in their hearts. But not only do you see the setup, you see their sorrow. Because verse 13 says, then they rent their clothes. That their response in verse 13 is different from their response in Genesis chapter 37. That they rent their clothes in Genesis chapter 37 verses 20 through 28. 9 of Joseph's brothers showed no remorse at the sale and departure of Joseph into slavery. But in chapter 44, Joseph's brothers rent their clothes. That the renting of their clothes was a sign of deep sorrow. It's a sign of deep sorrow at the death of a relative or when there was great calamity. For you remember Reuben, when they sold Joseph into slavery, Reuben came back, looked in the pit, the cistern, and Joseph was gone, and he rent his clothes. You remember when the brothers took the coat of many colors back to Jacob, drinks in kids' blood, that Jacob rent his clothes as a sign of deep sorrow, that he was saddened at the thought of Joseph's death. Here it is, they express sorrow. They had said some things to their father. And they wanted to keep their word that they would bring Benjamin back. But now, Benjamin, in his sack, has the governor's cup, which is punishable by death or slavery. And sorrow overtakes them. I think I need to pause to say to us, you don't have to always act so hard and untouched by things that's going on with you and around you. That some things should sorrow and sadden you. That the thought of losing their brother, their baby brother Benjamin, to slavery or death overwhelmed them. And right in the governor's presence in his face, they rent their garments. It was a setup that surfaced their sorrow. But good news is in the text that regardless of what saddens and sorrows you, trouble don't last always. It is Judah who steps up because he had a conversation in the previous chapter with his father, Jacob, that he would cover for his brother, his youngest brother, and that
he would return his brother to his father, Jacob. So while Joseph is looking at them, Jacob steps up and he makes a plea. He said, "Let me be your servant. Let me stand in the gap. Let me pay the price for Benjamin. Let me be responsible for Benjamin's punishment." Don't punish Benjamin. My daddy can take it if you punish me. But he can't take it if you punish Benjamin. In the text, we become Benjamin. And Judah becomes Jesus. Jesus said, "Father, don't punish them, for they know not what they do. But punish me, I can take it." Is there anybody in here? Thank God for a substitute. That it should have been you hanging on that cross. It should have been me hanging on that cross. But thanks be to God that he sent his only begotten behaved son to die on Calvary for the sins we committed. There's a substitute, and he's from the tribe of Judah. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. He's my elder brother. He's my way out of no way. He's my horse pawing in the valley. He's my bright and morning star. He's my will in the middle of a wheel. Do you know in this morning, if you know who I'm talking about, why don't you slip your hand in your neighbor's hand and say, "Neighbor, Benjamin couldn't pay the price. I needed somebody from the tribe of Judah. His name is Jesus. He's my bridge over troubled water. He's my warrior. He's my battle like in the time of trouble. He's my doctor in a sick room. He's my lawyer and judge in a courtroom." Is there anybody here who thank God for Jesus? Jesus came down through 42 generations, landed in Bethlehem. He walked the dusty streets of Palestine. He raised the dead. He opened the eyes of the blind. He unstopped deaf ears, and he walked upon raging seas. He fed hungry multitudes. He went to a hill called Calvary. He was hanged on that cross. He died, didn't he die? I said he died one Friday, but that's not all he did. Early Sunday morning, he got up with all power, heaven and earth in his hands, to deliver us from sin slavery. Ain't he all right? If you're not too mean, and if you're not ashamed of him, you ought to look at your neighbor and say, "Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's closer than close. He's faster than quick. He's more powerful than strong. He's my brother when I need him. He's a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. He walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me that I am is on. Shake your neighbor's hand and say, neighbor, can't nobody do me like Jesus. That's why I shout like I do. That's why I praise like I do. That's why I lose it sometimes. And I have to give him my best praise, because I've been through too much to be quiet now. He has picked me up and turned my life around. He won't let me flunk the class because I failed the test. He's my cheat sheet. He's my answers to the questions. He's my way in and he's my way out. Can I ask you my question? Ain't he all right? If you know he's all right, say yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
He saved my soul. When I was lost, he found me. When I was down, he picked me up. When I was out, he brought me in. And he's here to do the same for you. The doors of the church is open. You heard the word. All you got to do to give your life to Jesus Christ, if you believe in your heart that Jesus died for your sins and that God raised him from the dead, the Bible said, thou shalt be saved. The door is open. Won't you come? Come and give your life to Jesus Christ. Give it to him today, because tomorrow might be too late. The door is open. The door is open. Come on. Come on. Give it up to Jesus. Come on. Come on. Don't wait till tomorrow. You heard the word today. The Bible said today you hear my voice. Harden not your heart. Come and give your life to Jesus Christ. You might be them backslid, like I did once upon a time. But you want to recommit and rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. You can come. Today can be your day. Or you might be looking for a church home. I advise you to make this one yours. Come on. Come on.
I will trust. In
doors
the
open.
Lord, till I die.
Doors open.
Oh yeah.
Come on, come on.
I will trust.
Oh, come on.
In the Lord,
come
I
on.
Will trust.
Come
in
on.
The Lord, oh, I will trust.
Come on.
I'm gonna stay on the battlefield till I die. Oh yeah.
Oh, won't you come today?
I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield.
everybody rock.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right.
Grace to be dedicated, and also he wants to join Jason and Jaslyn, the daughter. All right, Father in heaven, we thank you for the blessing of life, the blessing of this baby, beautiful daughter. Lord, we lift her to you. That your hand of power, protection, and provision will rest upon her life. I pray, Father, that her life be lived to bring glory to you.
Please, Lord.
Lord, to honor you. That she will become a mighty daughter, girl, woman of God. Lord, to point people to saving grace in Jesus Christ. I pray for the mother. Strengthen her heart. Pray for the father. Strengthen his heart. Make them one. I pray, Father, that they understand their role as parents. That parenting is not automatic. It's something that requires assertion of energy. An understood responsibility. So, Lord, I pray that you give them instructions of how to train up this baby in the way she should go, that when she's older, she will not depart from that parental instruction that comes from your word. Bless in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You join in. All right, and Jaslyn, all right. She said, Lord, Pastor, it'll be all right. So Jason and Jaslyn, you have already accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? All right. That means that you want New Bethlehem to be your place of worship, your faith family, where you receive instruction from God, from the word of God, that you apply to your life to lead and guide and guard your family. The Bible says that we are to be priests and kings. But the sacrifice that you offer is yourself. That you are to present yourself a living sacrifice. That means you climb on the altar every day and offer yourself as a sacrifice unto God before your family. God is holding you responsible to make sure that your home is godly. That it's godly. That's your responsibility. And we want to help you do that as a church family. As your pastor, I want to help you do that. As brothers and sisters in the Lord, we want to help you do that. You need to stay in the fellowship. All right? To be a member of the church, you need to complete 4 weeks of orientation. They are at 9:20 in the morning. Okay? want you to bring your family at 9:20. You and your lady, your wife, y'all come on and bring these babies, bring these children. And you plug them in Sunday school class, but y'all need to go to orientation so y'all will know the doctrine of New Bethlehem that is biblical, how to be saved. You need to know fellowship, the importance of fellowship. You need to know how to study the Bible. And you need to know how to partner with God in your giving. Will you agree to 4 weeks of orientation?
I agree.
All right. So she's going to give you further instruction. Now, have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ? So you say, she's been baptized and all. How old are you? 13? All right. We have a class for you. Miss Hutchins normally teaches that class, but she's out. But we'll have someone waiting for you Sunday. So I want y'all to start Sunday. All right? And then bring that baby. How old is the little baby? 2 months. All right. All right. Beautiful baby. Y'all are a beautiful family. All right? I'm looking for you next week. Y'all give her your phone number. And she's going, all right, she's going to, y'all follow her and she will get the information. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you, baby. Bless you. All right. All hearts and minds clear. Everybody sing, yeah. Amen. Everybody sing. Everybody sing. Amen. Amen. Sing it over. Sing it over. Sing it over. Amen. Right before benediction, all who's our guest, we ask that you come meet me at the altar. Let me just commune and conversate with you briefly before you go. May the grace of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, the love of Jesus Christ, may it rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. And every heart say amen.
Amen. Amen.